Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we are tackling a problem that I think everyone listening has felt, even if you haven't put a name to it. We are living in what you might call the era of content saturation.
Oh, absolutely. It is the defining characteristic of the modern internet, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, think about the sheer shelf space we have now.
Infinite.
It's infinite, whether it's TikTok, Spotify, Google, YouTube, whatever. There's no physical limit to how much we can upload. But businesses, they're hitting a wall, a very, very hard wall.
The production bottleneck.
Exactly. The bottleneck isn't the platform. It's human time. You can't clone your best employees. You can't record 1,000 videos a day, no matter how much coffee you drink. But what if you could?
And that's the question.
Right. Today's deep dive is a really unique pairing. We are merging two sort of distinct worlds to see if we can solve this human limit.
It is a fascinating overlap. On one side, you have client success.
Right, the platform that's all about keeping customers happy, you know, reducing churn, managing that whole life cycle. It's a very high-touch, relationship-driven world.
And then on the other side, we have something called Auto Content API, which in their own docs, they call an industrial engine for content.
And that word industrial really jumped out at me.
It's the key word.
So the mission today is to figure this out. How can a company like Client Success, which thrives on personal communication, on onboarding, on education, how can it leverage an industrial engine like this to fundamentally change how they serve customers? We've got stacks of technical docs from Auto Content and feature breakdowns from Client Success. Let's get into it.
I think, you know, to really get why this matters, we have to start with the patient, so to speak.
Right.
We need to understand the world of the Client Success user, because if we don't get their pain, the solution won't make any sense.
Okay, let's profile them. What's the core mission of Client Success?
Their tagline really says it all. Simple, powerful customer success. Their whole goal is to help SaaS companies' software as a service manage the customer experience.
All to reduce churn and, you know, increase revenue.
Exactly. Because we have to remember, in the subscription economy, keeping a customer is actually way more profitable than finding a new one.
And looking at their platform, they've got some heavy hitters for features. I'm seeing Success Score, which sounds kind of like a credit score, but for customer health.
That's a perfect analogy. Success Score basically monitors how healthy a customer relationship is, you know, based on usage, support tickets, feedback, all that. They also have Pulse for real-time reporting and a huge emphasis on collaborative customer onboarding.
That onboarding piece is huge. I want to stick a pin in that because we're definitely coming back to it.
It is. But here's the pain point, and this is what we need to keep in mind for this whole discussion. Client Success has a mandate. Scale your customers and your team.
But the challenge in customer success is always communication.
Always.
The human limit, again.
Right. I mean, do the math. How do you keep, say, 5,000 customers educated, engaged, and feeling loved without hiring 5,000 customer success managers?
You don't. Usually you focus on the top 10%, the big enterprise clients who get all the attention, and you just send generic automated emails to everybody else.
Which is exactly where churn happens. That long tail of customers, they feel ignored, they get stuck on a feature, can't find help, nobody calls them back.
And they cancel.
They cancel.
So to frame this, Client Success provides the strategy and the platform to see who needs help. It tells you, hey, customer A is unhappy, but they still need the fuel, the actual content, to talk to those people at scale.
Precisely. Client Success gives you the map, but Auto Content provides the vehicle to actually get there.
Okay, so enter the medicine. Let's pivot to Auto Content API.
Yeah.
Now, I was digging through their technical docs, and the first thing that jumped out at me, and I want you to explain this because it seems really fundamental, is this difference between UI first and API first.
This is a critical distinction. It's where a lot of people get confused about the current wave of AI. Most AI tools we use, like ChatGPT, Jasper, Claude, they're UI first.
User interface first.
Right. A human has to log in, type a prompt, wait for the little cursor to blink, click copy and paste it somewhere else. It's a tool for a craftsperson.
It's still manual labor, just, you know, faster manual labor.
Yeah.
You're still chained to the keyboard.
Correct. Auto Content API is API first. It's designed to run in the background, triggered by code, by automations. It's not a chatbot you talk to, it's infrastructure. And the whole philosophy is content transformation rather than just creation.
Transformation, not creation. Okay. break that down for me.
It means you usually already have the information. It's in a blog post, a PDF, a technical manual, or even a report from client success. You don't need the AI to invent new ideas from scratch.
You just need it to change shape.
Exactly. You need that existing information transformed into different formats to meet the customer where they are, like turning a text manual into a video or a report into a podcast. So Auto Content promises three big growth levers here. Hyperscalability, so publishing hourly instead of weekly. Radical efficiency dropping costs from hundreds of dollars to literal cents. And omnichannel ubiquity.
Being everywhere at once.
Audio, video, text, all generated at the same time from one single source of truth.
Okay, so let's connect these dots. We have client success, who needs to onboard customers efficiently. And we have auto content, which can transform data into media. Let's talk about that first big synergy you found. The onboarding revolution.
This is probably the most immediate application. We mentioned client success has that collaborative customer onboarding feature. The goal is faster time to value. You want the customer using the software and getting results right away.
Usually onboarding is, let's be honest, it's boring. It's a link to a knowledge base, which is just a huge wall of text. Or maybe, if you're lucky, a video recorded 3 years ago by an employee who doesn't even work there anymore.
Showing an interface that doesn't exist now.
Exactly.
And that's the problem. Text is hard to digest, it has a high cognitive load, and manual video is incredibly expensive to keep updated. If you change a button in your software, that old video is now lying to your customer. You have to refilm, re-edit, re-upload. It's a complete nightmare.
So how does the Auto Content API fix this? We aren't just talking about generating more text here.
Oh, right? No, we're talking about their Explainer video capability. You can point the API at a documentation page, let's say a text article on how to configure your dashboard, and it will programmatically generate a 60 to 90 second horizontal video.
Hold on, without a camera?
No camera, no studio, no lighting rig. It uses AI avatars. They have professional ones, casual ones, and it handles all the lip syncing, the background visuals, the screenshots, and it even auto-generates the subtitles.
Wow. So if I'm a customer success manager, a CSM, using client success, instead of repeating the same training on Zoom 50 times a week, the system could just generate these little videos for every single feature.
Exactly. And here's the industrial part. Because it's an API, if you update the text documentation to reflect a change in the software, you can just trigger the API to re-render the video.
So you always have up-to-date video assets without lifting a finger.
Always.
That's wild. It basically makes video a living document instead of a static file. And the docs mentioned a specific stat about this, something about dwell time.
Yes. From an SEO perspective, or even just user engagement, video increases dwell time on a page. The sources suggest a page with video is something like 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
But for client success users, the real metric isn't Google ranking, it's support tickets.
Right. And the case studies suggest that when you add these explainer videos, you get fewer basic support tickets.
Because people actually watch the video instead of just ignoring the wall of text.
Precisely. It removes the friction. You're answering the question before they even have to ask it.
Okay, so we've got video covered. That makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about the audio revolution. Client success talks about maintaining a 360-degree view of the customer. But the reality of the modern worker, people are busy.
They're not sitting at their desks reading emails.
No. They're commuting. They're at the gym. They're walking the dog.
And this is where the Auto Content Podcast API comes in. They actually market themselves as the Notebook LM API alternative.
Which is interesting because Notebook LM has been making waves with those AI audio summaries.
Mm.
But that's a consumer tool, right? I have to like drag a PDF in and I get audio out.
Exactly. Notebook LM is UI first. You're still doing it manually. Auto Content lets you build a private podcast network programmatically. Think about client success users. They have internal success cycles, which are basically playbooks for how to handle customers.
Right. Like what to do when a client is at risk of churning.
Exactly. Now imagine turning all of those playbooks into an internal podcast feed for your employees. Instead of reading a 10-page memo on new compliance rules, your CSMs can listen to a 10-minute audio summary while driving to work.
That's huge for internal alignment. It turns dead time into learning time. But what about talking to the customers? Can we use this externally?
Oh, yeah. This is where it gets really interesting. The notes suggest a concept called customer updates. And this touches on something called the CEO paradox.
The CEO paradox. I like the sound of that.
It's a common issue. Customers always want to hear from leadership, right? They want to know the vision, the strategy. They want to feel connected to the top.
But the CEO is the busiest person in the company.
By far. They can't step into a recording booth every week to give a personalized market update to every single customer segment.
So Auto Content solves this with voice cloning.
Yes. The CEO records their voice just once. A few minutes of audio is all it takes to train the model. Then you can use the API to generate market thoughts or update summaries tailored to specific customers, all narrated by that CEO's voice.
So the CEO is speaking to thousands of customers,
yeah,
but they never actually open their mouth for that specific message.
And it sounds natural. The tech has moved way beyond that robotic GPS voice. We're talking about intonation, pacing, emotion. It feels personal.
And the cost perspective on this is just staggering, isn't it?
It is. I mean, break it down.
Well, usually, producing a podcast, even a corporate one, is expensive.
Manually, you're looking at what, $150 to $500 per episode for editing, mixing, hosting? With the API, based on their credit model, an episode costs roughly 10 cents to 2 euros.
10 cents to 2 euros.
It makes audio, in a good way, disposable. You can create audio for a single specific update, send it, and it didn't cost you a fortune.
That completely changes the economics of communication. You stop rationing your voice because it's too expensive to speak. Okay, so moving on. Client success is big on insights and analytics. They want their users, the CSMs, to be trusted advisors, not just support reps.
Correct. And to be a trusted advisor, you need to know what's happening in your customer's industry. You need to be smart. You need to know if their stock is down or if a new regulation just hit their market.
But who has time to do deep research on every single client's market? I mean, a CSM might have 50 accounts. You can't read the Wall Street Journal for 50 different industries every morning.
Nobody has that time. And that's why Auto Content has a deep research endpoint.
Deep research. Okay, that sounds serious. What does it actually do?
It's not just a text generator. It uses agents powered by models like Gemini or OpenAI to actually browse the live web. It can read reputable sources like SEC.gov, the Financial Times, or specific industry journals.
So it's not just hallucinating. It's fact-checking and synthesizing from real sources.
It's synthesizing. So imagine a client success feature where, before a quarterly business review, a QBR, the platform automatically triggers a research task.
Like scan for new competitors for client X or summarize the latest regulatory changes in fintech.
And the API goes out, reads the web, and comes back with a report. Not just a report. It could generate a briefing document or even an audio summary for the CSM to listen to 5 minutes before a meeting.
Wow. So the CSM walks into the meeting looking like a genius who's been reading the Financial Times all morning. But really, the API did it while they were sleeping.
That is the definition of simple, powerful customer success. You're empowering the human to be better by offloading the grunt work of information gathering. You're not replacing the CSM. You're giving them superpowers.
I love that. It's agentic AI. It goes out and does the work for you.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk scale in a different way. Geography. Client success is used all over the world, but content is usually stuck in one language.
Language is the ultimate barrier to entry. If you make a brilliant help video in English, it's completely useless to your Spanish-speaking customers in Latin America. Usually, you have to hire a translation agency, which is slow and expensive.
So how does Auto Content handle this? It's not just Google Translate subtitles, is it?
No, and this is the really cool part. It uses a translation and localization capability covering over 50 languages. But because it resynthesizes the media, it can do things like dubbing or generating a new video with a Spanish-speaking avatar.
Wait. So a U.S.-based company using client success makes a help article. The API can instantly transcribe it, translate it, and then generate a brand new video with a Spanish-speaking avatar or a new podcast episode in German.
Exactly. You are cloning your best content into every market instantly. You are multiplying your total addressable market without having to hire a local content team in Berlin or Tokyo.
That is incredible leverage.
Okay.
Okay, there's another aspect of scale mentioned here, newsjacking, which sounds like a crime, but I know it's a marketing thing.
It is. It's about speed. It's about injecting your brand into a breaking news story. The Auto Content API integrates with social intelligence feeds like X and Reddit.
So it's listening to the conversation online.
It's monitoring sentiment. So let's say the topic of customer churn starts trending on LinkedIn because of a big tech layoff or a new study. The API can detect that spike.
And then what?
You can set up what's called a reaction loop. The API detects the trend, triggers that deep research agent to understand why it's trending, and then automatically generates a video short or a podcast episode addressing it.
Here's why everyone is talking about churn today, and here's how client success helps you fix it.
And it posts it while the topic is still hot. By the time a human marketing team has noticed the trend, held a meeting, and written a script, the moment is gone. This allows client success users to position themselves as immediate thought leaders.
It's proactive versus reactive. That seems to be the theme here. But we have to talk about the elephant in the room, the cost. We mentioned the 10 Cent podcast, but what's the overall model look like? Is this only for massive enterprise giants?
Surprisingly, no. And that's what makes this industrial comparison so interesting. Usually industrial tools are incredibly expensive, but auto content uses a credit model.
Okay, break that down for us.
It starts at an amateur tier for about 24 euro a month. That gets you around 1,000 credits. And then it goes up to high volume for 166 euros a month.
And what does a credit get you?
Well, we said the podcast is cheap, like 10 credits. A short vertical video like a TikTok or a reel is about 400 credits.
This is for 24 euros.
You could run a daily podcast for a month or create a couple of high-quality explainer videos. But the ROI comparison is where it gets crazy. To produce one short video, manually hiring a freelancer, editing, it costs, what, $50 to $300?
At least, yeah.
With the API, it's about 4 euros.
That's a 90% plus cost reduction.
Way more. And this unlocks the long tail.
The long tail ROI.
Right. It's an economic concept. If a video costs $300 to make, you can only afford to make videos about big, popular topics. You need thousands of views to break even. But if a video costs $4 to make, you can make a video for a topic that only 10 people care about.
Ah, I see. So for client success, that means you can make a specific help video for a really obscure feature that only a few power users ever touch.
Exactly. And even if only 5 people watch it, it was worth the 4 euros because it saved you 5 support tickets. You can afford to be incredibly niche.
That really democratizes high-quality support.
Yeah.
You don't have to ration your helpfulness anymore.
That's a great way to put it. You stop rationing support content.
So let's wrap this all up. We've looked at client success, the platform for managing the customer journey, and we've looked at Auto Content API, this engine for generating media. What's the big aha moment for you here?
For me, it's the realization that we're moving from manual creation to automated transformation. Client success provides the strategy. It tells you who needs help and what they need help with. Auto content provides the fuel to actually execute on that strategy at a scale that humans physically cannot match.
It's the difference between an artisan bakery and a factory. Both have their place, but if you need to feed a million people, you need the factory.
And in the digital world, every business is trying to feed a million people.
I want to leave our listener with a provocative thought that came from the sources. We saw a stat that by 2025, which, I mean, we are basically, Invia will be 82% of all internet traffic, and search engines are moving toward audio SEO, indexing spoken words.
That's the kicker.
So here's the question for you. If your customer success strategy is still relying solely on written emails and static PDF manuals, are you already invisible to your customers?
It's a terrifying question, but it's one every CS leader really needs to ask themselves. If you aren't in their ears or on their screens, you might not exist to them.
On that happy note. No, but seriously, this is about empowerment, not just automation. It's about freeing up humans to do the human stuff. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the convergence of customer success and automated content.
My pleasure.
Check out the sources if you want to geek out on the API docs or the client success platform features. Until next time, keep learning.